Joining us now is Senator Mitch McConnell, Kentucky Republican, who is Minority Leader of the Senate. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be with you.
We now have a spending bill with conditions and a veto to come. What role can you play next in this process?
Well, obviously the veto is going to be sustained, and then we'll have to get serious about providing funding for the troops. The surrender date needs to come out. The pork needs to come out, and we need to send the president a bill he can sign. And I'm optimistic that that'll be done relatively soon. I've had good preliminary conversations with Senator Reid about the next round, and I'm hoping that we can reach an agreement that's satisfactory to all the parties.
Would an agreement satisfactory to all the parties have to include some sort of language about, say, reporting from the White House to the Senate on how well certain milestones are being reached in Iraq?
Well, I think so-called benchmarks are something that both sides are open to. Even General Petraeus earlier this year said, depending upon how it's such benchmarks might be worded, it could potentially even be helpful to him. So I think there is a possibility for a bipartisan agreement on some kind of benchmarks. What is unacceptable is any kind of surrender date, any kind of date that indicates to the terrorists on the other side, if you can just hang on until this particular day, you get to win.
So, surrender date, we should say, is your characterization of the withdrawal date.
A withdrawal date is the same as surrender. I mean, it's saying, you know, if you can hold on until this particular day, that's when we're going to give up.
That's not
acceptable, and that isn't going to be in a bill that gets signed by the president.
But it seems to me you're saying that milestones language could be, and is there any bright line that can't be crossed as far as you're concerned? That is, could it compel the administration to come and report to the Congress on progress, say?
Well, that's possible. I mean, none of us are satisfied with the Iraqi performance. I've been one of the president's stronger supporters on this whole effort, but I've said to the Iraqis, the oil law needs to be passed. It needs to be passed now. They haven't gotten that done yet. There are a number of things that we know and they know they need to do on the political side that have not yet been accomplished. Our patience is not endless, and that's a message that I've sent to the Iraqis as someone who's been a strong supporter of the effort to stay on offense in the war on terror from the beginning.
But what good is the message if there are no consequences attached to the failure to achieve that oil bill, say?
The problem with telling them what we may do if they don't measure up is you also tell the enemy. And look, it's no secret, Al-Qaeda is in Iraq. Our Democratic friends seem to think it's okay to fight Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, but somehow not okay to fight them in Iraq. Al-Qaeda is Al-Qaeda, whether they're operating out of East Africa, Afghanistan, Iraq, or somewhere else. This is the same gang that hit us on 9/11. It's no accident that we haven't been attacked again since 9/11. It's because we've been on offense.
Of course, some would say that this is essentially a locally led group that applied for and got the franchise to be Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Al-Qaeda is in a number of different countries, and right now bin Laden says that Iraq is where they are focusing their efforts. This is the same crowd that killed 3,000 Americans, innocent Americans, on one day back in 2001. We need to stay after them, or they'll be back here.
Senator McConnell, one other topic. Many Senate Republicans have been blunt to scathing on the subject of Attorney General Gonzales, whom the president says he still supports. Is there a message to be delivered by GOP senators to the White House about the loss of effectiveness of the Attorney General?
Well, the president indicated Monday that he still has confidence in the Attorney General. The Attorney General works for the president, and I think that probably ends the matter right there.
Do you think that it's an accurate judgment that a year and a half of a Justice Department whose leader is under attack is preferable to confirmation hearings for a new Attorney General run by a Democratic majority?
Look, the president in the end decides who he wants in his cabinet, and so far he has confidence in the Attorney General, and as far as I'm concerned, that's probably the last word.
And to return to Iraq just for a moment, what have you heard from General Petraeus this week that makes you confident that there's...
It was an excellent briefing.
But what tells you that there's progress being made right now?
Well, it's a mixed picture. He was very candid. It's certainly not all good news. There's been progress made, particularly out in Anbar province, where a number of the Sunni sheikhs are now allied with us against Al-Qaeda. The picture in Baghdad is mixed. This is a murky situation, which is why so many Americans are unhappy with where we are, including me. I mean, I wish we we're in better shape in Iraq than we are, but I'm sure glad we haven't been hit again here in the United States for the last 6 years.
Well, Senator McConnell, thank you very much for talking with
us. Thank you.
Once again, Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, the Senate Minority Leader.